the block grant funding system in Kansas does not take into account things like student enrollment growth, but it lets officials like Baser Linwood Superintendent David Howard ask for more money to cover new students.
Because this isn't just teachers, we're actually having to add bus routes and equip new classrooms. So that's part of that total request.
Howard's district was awarded more than $400,000. But this year, lawmakers tied the extraordinary needs funding to the sale of the Kansas Bioscience Authority. If the KBA sells for less than expected, then the extraordinary needs funding will be reduced. Board of Ed member Jim Porter says they are warning districts about spending the money.
They don't need to put themselves in a position to spend the money we just approved until they actually get it.
The sale of the KBA could be completed by the end of the year. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.